Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the world today. Jesus' disciple asked him, "Master, when is the end time?" He told him, "No man knows the end time. Even my Father, which is in heaven, and the angel I bow down before him, they do not know the end time." My friends and my neighbors, my brothers and sisters, I am here to let you know, to remind you that the coming of the Lord is at hand. In the last few days, we have seen the majority of the lawmakers had legalized homosexual marriage. We also have seen the lawmakers have legalized marijuana, legalized drugs. We also have seen America has opened its border to Latin America big time, my friends. Don't you know? Russia and China are fighting now to see who will be the next world power? My friend, they are already writing America off from the world power. Now they are fighting to see who will be the next world power. But Jesus told his disciples, when you see walls and Roman's walls, earthquake in divers places, pestilence, famine, disaster, and all the plane just went down, and all on board had died, plus those who died on the ground. My friends and my neighbors, you should be fully aware. You need not to ask a question You should be fully aware, not in others, of this world is at hand. My friend, this is Dr. Cox Master Time, bringing to you the world today. I come to you with heavy heart. My heart is heavy. To see what's going on around me, my friends. Your law enforcement people have given up. Everywhere you look, everywhere you turn, they have trolled in the tower. You, as a human being, they left you at the will of the criminal element, my friend. That is not exaggerating. Said they are given up on fighting crime. The criminal has won the battle. And when the criminal won the battle, everybody lose. My friend, you're going to see today that this world had fallen back to the old West. The fastest gun live, my friends. I did prophesy that many years ago, and I was challenged with my brother, saying it wouldn't happen. But he has gone on to eternity. But it's happening. The criminal have won, and only the fastest gun will live. My friends, women are married to women, men are married to men. The door to Cuba is open again, where there'll be another gambling dynasty. All I can say today is Jesus told his disciples, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, this is my greatest message. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Don't worry. Don't be afraid. Be brave. This is a universal call from week to week. to encourage you, motivate you, to remind you, if you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. Let the blind, the dumb, the deaf, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, naked, weary, sad, naked, and bad, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm a part of the fellowship. I'm not ashamed. I tell it on the land, I tell it on the sea, I tell it in the air. And if I ever go on in the sea, I'll tell it there too. For my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. My friends, I won't slow down. I won't look back. I won't back away or be still. All I need to do now is press on. Brave soldier, press on. My eyes have seen. The coming of the Lord. My eyes have seen His coming, and His truth is marching on. I need no position or promotion, popularity to be heard. Don't have to be at the top of the Pyrenees or on the mountain. I walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race. Lift my prayer and labor by the power of the Almighty. My face is set, my gait is fast. My goal is heaven, my road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few or none at all. My God are reliable, my mission is clear. My friend, it can remind me of John the Baptist, crying in the wilderness, repent ye, while the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It reminds me of Noah as he built the ark. Every nail he put the wood together, he said, repent ye, while the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Oh, I will not be bought, compromised, or tore, low way, turned back, diluted, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity, or mendy in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up. I won't shut up till I've stood up, stayed up, prayed up. I preach up for the cause of Jesus. My friend, I am His disciple. Wherever I know the price is high, the mountain to climb is steep, and when you drop from the mountain, the valleys are very deep. The roads are rugged, the hills are high, the valleys are low. But all I can see victory ahead. Press on, brave soldier. I can see the end of the finish line. I can see the angels waving. Run home, brave soldier. are my friend today. Oh, you seem as though. Oh, there is no hiding place. Ah, beloved, but your sin, you cannot hide your sins. So your sin and your iniquities separate you from the love of God. My friend, I must tell it until you come. I must sing it until you come. I must talk it until he comes. Walk it, and when he comes, he shall know me by his blood applied to my heart. And I shall know him by his blood. I shall know him by the nail, the print of the nail in his hand. Psalm says, we shall know him. So we shall know him in the morning. Our beloved, you need to know him now. Ah, but said, if you refuse to own me now, I also will refuse to own you before my Father who is in heaven. Ah, my friend, this is Dr. Cox, Master Time. If you're saying, is a blessing to you. You may call 305-836-9545. Or you may write 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 23147. And if you're in the city of Miami, 1351 Northwest 67th Street, right across from the pork chop area. Use the tabernacle where those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, they will testify, oh, I have a new garment. I have a new building. Ah, they were singing a song that the angel can sing. I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My friend, let me move on. Yeah. The book of the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, 15. Second chapter from the 15 to the 29. We will try to read it all. My heart is heavy, and my soul is weary. So, the rich show the work of the law written in their heart. Their conscience also bear witness, and their thoughts the mean of our accusing of else excuse to other one another. They are making excuse to one another daily. Why? They are not asking God to save them. Beloved, they make an excuse every day, saying, the day when God shall judge the secret of man by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel, his gospel. Behold, thou art called a Jew, and rested in the Lord. And make it thy boast of God. Yeah, they boast of knowing God. They boast of being saved. they boast of being so good. They boast of being so righteous. They boast of being, I'm better than you. My friend, you say, I know is his will prove the things that are more excellent being instructed out of the law. And are confident that thou thyself are a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness. They are unaware that they are blind guides. They are unaware that they have not. They separate themselves from the darkness of this world. An instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babies, which has the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. Thou, therefore, which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that teachest a man should not steal. Dost thou steal? The question. Why preachest thou shalt not steal, and you are stealing? Why preachest thou shalt not kill, and you are murdered? Thou that sayest a man shall not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Question. Thou that hoardest idol, dost thou commit idol? Oh. How there? Thou that makest thy boast of the law through breaking the law, dishonesty, honest thou God? They boast about their law, the law, but they dishonor God. For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles. Through you, as it is written. The circumcised verily profit. For circumcised profit nothing. If thou keepest the law, but if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcised. My friend, here some thrilling truth here. And shall not uncircumcised, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee who by the letter and circumcision does transgress the law. For he is not a Jew, which is one outward, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of man, but of God. My friend, today, the teaching today let you know, in order for you to preach, thou shalt not commit adultery, you must first be cleansed yourself. In order for you to teach, thou shalt not lie, you should be. You should not be a liar. In order for you to teach, thou shalt not steal. Thou should not be a thief. My friend, in order for you to preach or teach, thou shalt not kill. But you murder when your brother and your sister daily. My friend, you are blind guide. You are a foolish instructor trying to teach the blind. Said if the blind leadeth the blind, the boat will fall in the ditch. Their both eyes are darkened and cannot see. He said, thou therefore which teachest are not a teacher, thou shalt not thyself, thou that preachest a man, shall not steal, does thou steal. My friend, look in your closet. Look at your possession that you have. See what you have received by fraud, by stealing, by killing another. My friend, thou shalt not make it thy boast of the law, though breaking the law, dishonor thou God. Oh, my friend, if you break the law, you dishonor God. And you are trying to teach your foolish brother to honor God. For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. Ah, my friend, this is Dr. Cox, Master Time. Remind you, before I leave you, there's two trains not running on the railroad track. One is bound for glory. One is bound for hell. The glory-bound train is bound with the gates of pearl and the streets of gold. And the water running down the throne of God, silver water running down the throne of God, the luscious garden and the tree of life set in the background, the cherubim, Christ, the face of God, saying, holy, holy. But the other train is bound for hell, where the devil himself is the angel of death. And he said, ha, ha, ha. Oh, land, you saved. You have paid your fare. You have murdered. You have stolen. You have stealed. You have killed. You have defrauded. You have killed the widow. You have defrauded the fathers. You have did all the vice there is. I say, I'll land you safe in the lake of fire, where the worm die not, and the fire not quench. But, beloved, there is also time. If you say, whosoever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ah, you too, can sing. Be singing the song that the angels can sing. I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My friend, today can be your day. Accept him as your Savior, your King, your Master, and your Lord. This is Dr. Cox. Leaving you for the day, remember, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's a sure thing. If you call upon him, he will save your soul. He will turn you around. You will place your feet on a solid rock. He'll establish your going. He'll put a song in your heart. Praise unto the Most High God. You will sing the song that the angel can sing. I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Our beloved, don't you want to be redeemed by his precious blood? Don't you want to be redeemed? You'll be ready. Say, I'm going back with Jesus when he comes, my friend. But in order to go back with Jesus, you must ask him, save your soul. You must turn around, forsake your ways and your doing, and look to Jesus. Because he's able to help you. He's able to help you. Though the hills are high, the valley are low, the road are rugged, but he's able. He will help you bear your burden, whatever your burden is, whatever difficult you confront with, whatever, he's able to take you to. My friends, the road is lonely sometimes. But he promised never to leave you. He promised never to forsake you. He promised that he'll be there. If you only call upon his name, he'll be there to rescue your soul from this drive. My friends, beware. Nation arise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom, house divided against one another, church divided, school divided, higher institute, government divided within themselves, my friend. There's no time to play around. No time to play around. Time is here. My friend, remember, today, if you hear the voice of God speaking to your heart, take heed. He said, he is knocking at your door. Can you hear the gentle knock? Can you hear the tender call? He's calling that you surrender your life and be a fellowship of those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, my friends. It is a reality. All the signs of his coming are right before you. When you open your door, it's right before you. All the signs of his coming. But my question to you today is, are you ready for his coming? My friend, talking is cheap. But the question is, are you ready for his coming? Are you ready to see Jesus in the air? Are you ready to crown him Lord of Lords? Are you ready? My friends, today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart, because today might be your last day. Today might be today. when he come or call for you, he's going to do one of those sometime soon. He either going to call for you or he's coming for you. But my friends, the chances are he's going to call you. It's more sure coming for you. I will love either one. You have to be ready. Not getting ready. Get ready and stay ready. Sinners, don't let this harvest pass. And lose your poor soul at last. And lose your soul at last. My friend. And lose your soul at last. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer.